Unit 6.
Страница 712. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух.
1. It rains more and more often. It's getting colder and colder. 2. It doesn't often rain here at this time of year. It's usually dry and sunny. 3. Does it ever snow in September?
No, it never does, but it's often cold outside.
4. Everybody thinks it never snows in the summer, but it sometimes does, believe me.
Oh, does it? 5. Isn't it going to rain?
No, I don't think so. 6. It was snowing so hard when we left the house that we could hardly see the road. 7. It looks like rain, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. It's going to rain any minute.
8. It didn't snow much last winter, did it?
Yes, it did, very much. We had a lot of snow last winter.
9. It's raining harder and harder. Let's go back before it's too late, shall we?
Страницы 713-715. 2. Прослушайте и прочитайте диалоги вслух.
1.
It's very cold outside today, isn't it?
Yes, but the forecast says it'll get warmer towards the weekend.
Let's hope for the best.
2.
What was the weather like in London as you were leaving?
Very cloudy, and it was raining all the time.
Oh, was it? I'm so happy it's dry and sunny here. They say it'll keep fine the whole week.
Let's hope for the best. But isn't it starting to rain?
Oh, it's only a shower. It will stop quite soon.
3.
What nasty weather we're having.
Yes, what an awful day. Just look out of the window. It's pouring.
Yes, I've left my umbrella somewhere and can't remember where. How shall I get home in this horrible rain without an umbrella?
I'm terribly sorry. I haven't got one to lend you, but I can give you a lift home if you like.
Thank you very much.
4.
What a nasty wet day. When will the weather change?
Turn on the telly. It's just the time for the forecast. And now a few words about the weather tomorrow. The temperature will be a bit lower than today, so the roads may grow icy and dangerous to drive on. Please be careful at the wheel. Don't forget the speed limit.
5. Mr. Bennett has come to Moscow to discuss a contract. Pavel Antonov, his counterpart, is receiving him in his office. Before discussing some more important things, they talk about the weather.
The weather here is nearly as changeable as back home, isn't it? I couldn't agree more. We've never had such temperature changes before, and we used to have frostier winters too. This winter's very mild, isn't it? Yes, it's extremely mild. There's hardly any snow in the country. I could only go skiing 3 times. Isn't that a pity? Soon you'll start playing football in winter, like we do in England. Not a bad idea. Why not have a game of football for a change?
Страница 716.
Topic for discussion. The weather. After George Mikes. This is a very important topic in England. Perhaps a long time ago, when you wanted to describe someone as unusually dull, you used to say, he's the kind of person who always discusses the weather with you. Forget it. In England, this is an extremely interesting topic, and you must be good at discussing it. Examples for conversation. For good weather.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Yes. Isn't it beautiful?
The sun.
Isn't it marvellous?
Wonderful, isn't it?
It's so nice and hot.
Personally, I think it's so nice when it's hot, isn't it?
I just love it, don't you? For bad weather. Nasty day, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it awful?
Rain. I hate rain.
I don't like it at all, do you?
And in July, rain in the morning, then a bit of sunshine, and then rain, rain, rain all day long.
I remember exactly the same kind of day in July 1936.
Yes, I do too.
Or was it in 1928?
Yes, it was.
Or in 1939?
Yes, that's right. Now, note, the the last few sentences of this conversation. There's a very important rule in it. You must never contradict anybody when discussing the weather, even when it's hailing and snowing and hurricanes are uprooting the trees from the side of the road. If anyone says to you, "Nice day, isn't it?" answer at once, "Yes, isn't it lovely?" Learn the conversations above by heart. If two are too difficult for you, learn at least one of them, and it will be useful for any occasion. If you do not say anything for the rest of your life, just repeat this conversation, and people will still think you are a very clever man with pleasant manners.